This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 10/25/22. The name of the patient is Marlene Forrester, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R. First name Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. Cardiac care associates letterhead filed Stareco, space Forrester, space M. Treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination 10/25/22. Referring physician Supathra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication 56-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia, SVT, and SVT with prior abnormal treadmill exercise stress test for treadmill stress echocardiogram for disparity with clinical. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Non-specific STT wave changes. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. 104/70. Baseline heart rate, 77 beats per minute, parentheses on Nadolol, 20 milligrams. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses 95% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22475, period. New paragraph. The patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11. MAPS. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline and blunting of blood pressure on medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 108/70 and heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There was no SVT during the test. There was no inappropriate tachycardia. And at peak, in the tachycardia during the test, at peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, correction, there was no inappropriate tachycardia during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was, make that a new paragraph. At peak stress, there was an additional an additional 2 to 2.5 millimeters of horizontal ST depression leads 2-3 in AVF, an additional 1 to 1.5 millimeters of ST depression leads B4 and V5, and an additional 1.5 to 2 millimeters of ST depression leads V6, which met diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Impression. Abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4 chain reviews, and apical 2 chain reviews were obtained. The baseline study and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One, abnormal ECG portion tremble stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum projected heart rate with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia in multiple leads. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the absence of clinical symptoms, the high level of stress attained, and the normal echocardiographic portion of the study, suggesting that ECG findings may represent a false positive finding, that ECG changes may represent a false positive finding. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, comma, improved from her prior stress test on her current medication. Four, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline and effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her medication. Correction, and blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. Period, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker without inappropriate tachycardia during stress. Five, period. There was no SVT during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, period, normal echocardiographic portion of tremolo stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.